Okay, you turn with me in your Bibles. I'm going to do a really quick thought here. You know, when you're working in Ireland and you're doing missions work, you come to this thought of your worth as an individual. When you're working hard and you're praying and you're right in a basic sense, if I could say that, and you're not seeing a lot happen sometimes, and you just feel like you're working against this really strong opposition, this really, really dark, satanic presence. And you'll wonder, what value do I have? Especially here, other missionaries writing prayer letters with hundreds saved. And, you're working and not seeing hundreds saved. And you really begin to evaluate your life and wonder, what is my life? How is my life going to be remembered? All of us desire significance, and all of us want to know that our lives counted, that our lives had a purpose, that our lives fulfilled something, that they were bigger than just ourselves. And that's a really important part of the way that we think. Really, a lot of the thoughts that we have and the actions we take, words we speak, are the result of the way that we view ourselves and the fulfillment that we find through what we're doing. It's been called a life sentence. There was a sociologist who asked people 95 and over what they would do again if they could live life again. And they said they would reflect more instead of rushing through life so as to find things that were meaningful. And they would do things that would live on once they are dead. The fact of the matter is that without God, the ultimate end of life is futility. But as soon as we walk away from our Creator, as soon as we disconnect from God, where we don't know Him, we are unsaved, the ultimate end of everything that we do is futility. It comes to futility. Solomon talks about that in Ecclesiastes, the futility of life. So what if we accumulate? So what if we have pleasure? It ends. There's no future. There's no real result. There's no real meaning that comes out of it. If we're going to find true significance, I've learned in my life, it is always found through doing what God wants done through our lives. It is connecting to His program as we walk this earth. As we go through the book, the Bible, we see God not only creating, but God establishing the nation of Israel. And as God works for 2,000 years through the nation, much of what He has done culminates in Matthew 16 and verse number 18. Turn there with me really quick. Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 18. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In Galatians 4:4, the Bible says, in the fullness of time, God brought forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. At precisely the right moment, God was incarnated. God became flesh and lived and walked among us. He was crucified as a payment for our sin. As by Matthew 10, we see that this Messiah offers a kingdom and is rejected. By Matthew 10 or 11, we see that Jesus turns from Israel. Israel's put on a shelf, and Jesus begins to establish the ecclesia, the church. He begins to create this new age that will be characterized by communities of New Testament believers that have been congregated. They've been saved and redeemed and congregated under a pastor teacher. And as they begin to grow in their spirit, and they begin to grow and bear fruit, and other communities are established, the program of God is accomplished in our world. Isn't it easy? I mean, we have so much media today on our phones, our tablets, computers, TVs, everywhere. Things are screaming to us. This is important. This is significant. You need this. You need to be this. You need to do this. You need to experience this. And yet, the most important things that are happening in our world are not happening in Washington, D.C. They're not happening in the White House. They're not happening on the town board here. They're not happening in the lives of people that are lifted before us. Can I say, the most important things that are happening here in Maine are happening in this room. They're happening in New Testament Baptistic churches just like this. Decisions are being made. Lives are being consecrated. Values are being established in the hearts of believers, and the program of God is going forward. Jesus said, I will build my church. That's exactly what he's been doing for the last 2,000 years. In the midst of every international upheaval, in the midst of all of the controversy that occurs in life, God is saving people. He's redeeming them. He's bringing them into, he's always, whenever somebody gets saved, God, salvation is intensely personal. It's wholly personal. It's between you and the Lord. Repentance and belief. And then from that moment forward, it becomes social. God immediately takes you and congregates you with other believers under the leadership of a pastor teacher. And he begins to grow you and mature you. That's what he's doing. What is God doing? And how will my life ever have significance? It'll always be connected to the work that he's doing in the local New Testament church. And as we become part of a New Testament church and we grow New Testament churches throughout the world, our lives find significance and they find meaning. We're Independent Baptist. And can I tell you, one of the things that identifies us as a people of God is our emphasis on church planting, and especially in an international context. It just shows that the Spirit of Christ is present, the selflessness whereby a church reaches out to its community and reaches out through the world. It reveals that God is present there. And it's exactly what he wants done. Jesus concluded when he was on earth and in his words by saying, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the church. I will build my church. I will build my ecclesia. And we find value and we find significance as we become part of, we participate in, we die to ourselves, the needs of the church become prominent, and the church begins to grow and expand and reach out. And at that point, our life takes on a completely different dimension, a different depth. It has a different richness and a fullness that we never find outside of a local New Testament church. That's right.